Let's get these Suns tickets out. We always do it in the second segment here in the Open Line Hour. Thanks to our sister station, the sports station of our flagship station, KTAR, Bonneville International, we have Suns tickets for Atlanta Hawks. That's who they're taking on. I haven't even heard of the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah, they've been around for a long, long time. Okay. I just don't like that name, Atlanta.
Coming from a Saints fan.
Yeah.
Did you hear, so the Super Bowl's in Atlanta.
Atlanta.
And they asked the mayor who's coming. He says, I don't care. Just hope it's not the Saints.
The worst nightmare. By the way, full disclosure, I've got my New Orleans Saints jersey on.
He
because
does.
Of the game tomorrow.
We have a dress code policy. You wear company shirts. It's never enforced during football season.
It was an
LSU. Well, yeah. Rosie comes in LSU.
I got my Raging Cajun shirt for the Cajuns and all that. But and the Sun Devils, give them some love too as well. But no, the worst nightmare for Atlanta would be if the Super Bowl was the New Orleans Saints and the Patriots after what the Patriots did to the I can't say the word Atlanta.
After the Falcons years ago.
Yeah, you can say that where I don't call them by that name. That's how rivalry it is. You
know. Well, this is for Saturday, February 2nd. There is a trivia question. We post it in our newsletter that went out on Thursday. It goes out every Thursday. One reason you should choose a Rosie on the House certified partner. There's a list in January's home maintenance calendar. So if you've got your home maintenance calendar, just flip through there, grab any one of those reasons. It's about how we screen our partners. And just text an answer to 411-923. Any right answers between now and the end of this segment will be put into a separate pool. A winner will be pulled at random. We'll verify there hasn't been a ticket winner in the last 12 months. And then when we get that narrowed down, we'll send it right to you. The first one we find that is the right answer and hasn't won in the last 12 months, we'll send you to February 2nd's game, 7 o'clock, for the tip-off. The Phoenix Suns versus the Atlanta Hawks. That's 411-923. As callers line up, Gary's busy screening right now. Let's go through a couple of our listener emails. We had a great one that a lot of people are experiencing right now with dual-pane windows. If you've got a crack in the seal.
So a listener sent in an email, and it had attached pictures that is so helpful to us. And it has a picture of the window with a condensation in the middle. Romy, what's the deal?
On a dual-pane window, that's two panes of glass, and we like to see a good separation. Some of the cheaper ones, the panes are close together. You want more than a half inch, 5/8 is better. That airspace is where you get a lot of your insulation value from your dual-pane windows, which still, the insulation value of window isn't great, but a dual-pane with at least 5/8 is better than nothing. Between those two panes of glass, they have to do an airtight seal. Otherwise, the moisture that's in the air will get in between the panes, and that's what's happened to this homeowner. So now when we've got mornings like we've had the rain that we've come, we've got cool mornings, all that moisture now condenses on the inside of your glass, and that's where that foggy look comes from.
So does that mean his seal has given way?
Correct.
Okay, so is there any solution other than to replace the window?
Replacement is your best option.
But?
And depending on the age, if it's a newer window, under warranty, obviously you want to get that taken care of through the warranty. If it's under 10 years, it might be worth trying a method that we have seen where they drill a hole in the top of the window and they drill a hole in the very bottom of the window. And they push this product through that cleans the inside of it. And then they push this other product through that's supposed to reseal it. We've seen it done successfully, but it's not... You know, if your windows are over 10 years old, the money that's invested in this process to reseal it, it's really questionable. If I just spent just a little bit more and got it replaced and know that I've got a new window and a new warranty that's going to last me another 25 years, you've got to factor that in. At what point is it worth just going ahead and going up to that next level? But there is a company, and every time this comes up the last two or three years, we've tried to contact them and never get a response. I'm not even sure if they're in business anymore, but it was one of our certified partners, one of their employees had found this and branched off and started it. And, you know, we've got a minimum 5 years in business before you become a certified partner. And this is one of the reasons why not all new businesses make it even.
Okay, well, I'll do a little digging on that one.
It's an organic time to pick it back up and see what if they're in business and what we can do to help homeowners like that connect it. Because, like I said, it can work, and it can be something that will extend the life of your existing window. But if you've got that fog, you're near the end of the life of it. So there's only so much longer that new procedure will last.
Got it. Now, the second one we get on and off regularly, and it's just about a sagging door, interior door. It's sagging just enough so that you have to kind of lift it to shut it. So it's a real easy fix. You take the very top screw, pull it out, put in a 2-inch wood screw, and drill that one all the way in, and that'll hold that whole door up.
The screw that goes into the frame of your door, not the door, but the jamb, just put longer screw in there to sink it back to the jack studs behind your jamb.
Much better said.